And now, a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
I don't intentionally like to make a scene, but I guess sometimes I do. I don't know. Sometimes it's like, look at me, everyone. No, don't, but kind of do it.
Sometimes you can't help yourself.
Yeah, exactly. Everyone just looks over anyway. Bit of a peek behind the curtain. Okay.
Yeah.
Normally what happens is that we have a whiteboard here and it is on, I mean, would you call it like an A-frame situation
going on?
Okay, good. It's an A-frame whiteboard. All right. Now what happens is we leave it in here. Then when we finish for the day, finish all the stuff, I will try and do everything in one take. So I will close my laptop, my diary, my microphone muff, all that stuff, my phone, everything. Mm-hmm. I'll hold that in one hand, drink bottle, everything. And then I'll drag out the A-frame board outside to our other desk.
If only you had a co-host who could help you with all this stuff.
No, because I like it being left in here so I know what's going on.
Mm.
You know. Anyway, so I do that and then I kind of, as Tim and Jess like to call it, I like to reverse parallel park the board back in
right.
to the area because it sits way against the window, okay? Now, yesterday, I've never had a problem with that. 3 years, never had a problem.
Mm.
Yesterday, the board, I must have pulled it and it kind of hit on something and then it sort of fell. And as it fell...
It's a big board, man.
Yeah. As it fell, my finger got pinched in the A-frame.
Really?
Right? And I went, oh! And I was like, oh, this really hurts.
Oh, and it was stuck in there.
It was stuck in a door style thing. Because my whole other hand was holding laptops and everything and I kind of couldn't get down or whatever. So I'm stuck there. Kendra from promotions walks past and she's laughing because the whole thing's made a big noise. She's like, ha, 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 right?
Yeah.
Adam's sitting down from our digital team and he's like, hey, what's going on there? All this noise. And I was just like, sorry, guys, my finger's actually really stuck. Can someone
help me?
And they're like, oh, my God.
I'm being eaten by a whiteboard.
Kendra's like, why didn't you scream or say something? And I'm like, no, I didn't want to make a scene.
I don't want to make a fuss, yeah.
Mate, my finger had a dint in it
oh.
for the whole day.
Yeah, right.
And I hate that. Normally, I'll make a fuss when there's no fuss to be made, right? You'll ask me to do something, you're like, oh, my God, fine.
You are quite funny with that because you will be. You'll be like that, particularly with me. But then also when it's maybe when it's with other people that you don't feel quite so comfortable going with.
Yeah.
You will bend over backwards unnecessarily to facilitate something so that they aren't inconvenienced whatsoever.
Yes.
You're very, like it's this weird people pleasing but not Tom conundrum.
No, because you're in my inner sanctum now.
Okay.
As my psychologist says, you're part of my furniture.
This is me in an inner sanctum. Help, help. How do I get out of this inner sanctum?
Want more of that gear? Just tune in weekdays from 6 on K-Rock 955 or at krock.com.au. That's where you go for more Tom, Lingy and Loggy Gold. Grab your popcorn, kids. It's Tom, Lingy and Luggies. I feel seen on K-Rock and Action.
This is what the people have been waiting for, the combination of Tom and Loggy today. They're going to act out a scene. For anyone who hasn't heard this before, they act out a scene from a movie. And at the end, don't forget, you've got to say, and scene. I'm the guesser, and you've got to make it that perfect that I can just guess it like that.
Well...
Here's two things. I'm excited about this week's game, the movie. And I will be very disappointed if you don't get it.
Okay. All right. I'll be locked on.
It is pretty niche, though,
it's a bit wonderfully niche. Okay. And we end up by saying, and scene. That's how you know we've stopped acting and we're back in the real world.
Back into your normal personality.
I'm going to take my hair out.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
One of those
movies. Good call.
Good call.
Okay.
Okay. Here we go.
Right, good luck, guys.
Okay. Right. Have you ever kissed a girl?
Oh, yeah, sure. Lots of times.
Would you like to kiss me?
Yeah.
Well?
What? Now? Here?
Well, we could take a walk and you could kiss me on the veranda.
The lips will be fine.
And scene. Any ideas?
No, Not really.
Nothing springing out here.
You were playing a guitar, weren't you?
I was strumming at a guitar.
Yeah.
I was wearing black and white.
And maybe a fancy hat.
A fancy hat.
If we said, you son of a motherless goat, would that...
El Guapo.
The three amigos.
Would you like to kiss me?
Oh, I didn't get it.
Well...
Good guitar
what,
playing, Tom.
Now? Here?
Well, we could take a walk and you could kiss me on the veranda.
Lips would be fine.
I'm no Chevy Chase, but...
And I'm no sexy gal.
Well done, you two. I'm so... Honestly... Love that movie and have watched it a thousand times. I still can't believe I didn't get it.
There are a few ones that we wanted to do, but it just would not have been of the time.
Well, that accent like, would have been. Yeah. But I am absolutely going back and watching that movie because from what we saw of the clips, it stands up. I'm pretty happy with it. Yeah. All right, Three Amigos. Check that out this weekend. That's I Feel Seen. It returns next Wednesday.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
One of many potential new laws that are outlined in a bill in Indonesia includes a ban on bonking outside of marriage.
Yes.
This is going viral because...
Bali.
It's Bali.
Yeah. I know it's all of Indonesia, but it's possibly going to have a massive impact on the tourist destination of Bali.
Yes.
How do they police it? Is there just going to be no double beds in hotels anymore? I don't understand.
So this is what I've heard. So if you're a traveller,
yes,
you should be right with it because the only people that can complain to police are the spouses, the family members or the children of a couple who are not married.
So whoever lives in your household kind of thing.
That kind of bizzo. So they're saying, oh, tourists should be fine because, I mean, who's going to be like, oh, you're not married and... But still, that's very concerning.
Housekeeping at your hotel?
I don't know. I think it's definitely going viral because everyone's like, it's 2022. What is going on? But also they're saying, hey, it's not in effect right now. It's just a proposed bill that's going through and it will take a couple of years to go into effect. And maybe by that stage, the main man will have gone.
Shuffled off.
Shuffled from, not in death, but in left the term.
Sure.
Political life.
Well, yeah.
Are they suggesting a jail for this misdemeanor?
Yes, 1 year of jail time.
Wow.
When it comes to that, there's not, like, it's, people are going to find a way.
Don't stop going like this.
Yes.
In
that's what gets you 1 year.
Impossibly related news, though, after that dropped yesterday afternoon, last night, reports of a powerful 6.2 magnitude earthquake rattling two Indonesian islands, Bali and Java as well, because everyone's trying to get in early before the ban.
Thomas!
Earth moving over there, guys.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
About a month ago, there were reports maybe some issues with the potato crops in Australia due to the flooding. And that, the flow-on effect from that was going to be a shortage of the hot chip served at restaurants, cafes, etc. I rolled my eyes a little bit at the time thinking, oh, here we go again. Last night, went for dinner for Maxie's birthday down at the Edge. Had a chat to the brilliant head chef there, Stuart, who's been there for years and years and years. Asked Maxie what he wanted. Maxie said, bowl of chips, nice and simple.
Nice.
He said, you're in luck. We've just got a delivery because for the previous week, they were out of chips because the hot chip shortage is a real thing.
See, it hasn't affected me at all.
Mm.
And I eat a lot of chips. So I just thought maybe it was the media blowing it up because it's, you know, summertime and everyone's away on holidays and there's not much to talk about.
Well, I think it might be a real thing because happening at the Edge, getting a text message saying fish and chip shops, there's shortages going on left, right and centre.
Wow, there you go.
But we've got a few people on the line who might be able to either debunk this or back it up, Log.
Mm-hmm. We've got Helen from Windervale who's starting things off. Good morning, Helen.
Good morning.
Now tell us, what's the situation? Has the chip shortage or the potato shortage affected you?
Yes. So like with myself and my husband, we own a food truck business.
Oh.
And we sell hot chips. And we usually get a specific brand, but we haven't been able to get them for months.
We go to a
specific place to get them, and they're out of stock.
Wow.
And they don't have any. And they're like, there's like at least a 2 to 3 month wait on them to come back in.
So Helen, are you selling off-brand potato chips, spelling P-U, potato chips now?
No. So we still sell branded chips. No, we still sell branded chips, but they're not as good as the normal chips that we use.
Yeah,
right.
Okay, that's very interesting, isn't
okay.
it?
Okay, Linda from Lara, has the potato chip shortage affected you?
Well, not me, but my husband's a delivery driver, and he said it's affecting him because customers are going crook at him because there's no chips.
You can't go crook at the delivery drivers. It's not their fault. Unless, of course, your husband is stockpiling them in the back of your fridge.
And Dim Sims. There's a Dim Sim shortage as well.
That's the text message I just got.
What?
Yes.
I went to the local Lara fish and chip shop and there's signs everywhere saying, we have no Dim Sims.
My goodness. What is this world coming to?
You know what? It's going to hell in a handbasket.
Well, Tyson from Hamlin Heights, are you all these other people? Are you affected by the shortage?
Yeah, mate, I truly am. I'll tell you, on a dusty old Sunday morning, I try to go down and get the local chips, cheese and gravy from the pub.
Yeah.
Find out the hard way that they don't have nothing.
Not a single thing. No chips, cheese and gravy.
And what about HSPs? I didn't even think about that whole industry as well. Halal snack pack.
Oh,
they're
no,
the best thing. Get around them. Oh, love them. Seriously.
What have you done to me?
I feel like it wasn't Loggie that made the chips unavailable, but you never know. Don't put it past her. She does have an in with the farming industry.
Well, I do have some potatoes growing in my backyard, so
yeah.
Chips at my house, none of you invited.
Want more of that gear? Just tune in weekdays from 6 on K-Rock 955 or at krock.com.au.
That's where you go for more Tom Lingy and Loggie Gold.
You said that you're growing all sorts of veg.
Yeah.
In the good part of Ocean Grove in your backyard, organic style.
Organic style.
Have you got enough quantity to actually end the chip shortage?
For you,
possibly.
At least.
Definitely for us.
How's it working out, though? You going all right?
Yes. There might be some rats and or possums that are...
Oh, so you're just...
ruining some things for us.
Bringing feral animals to your back door.
That's
Excuse
not the only
me.
Way. You do. She encourages it.
I do.
So
there's no such thing as a feral animal. There's only an animal that hasn't been pet by me.
Have you met a rat?
You're right off, mate. You're the worst.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Lord of the Ring fans, listen up.
Ah.
That includes The Hobbit and all the other stuff. So the movie set for Lord of the Rings, and we're talking the Bilbo Baggins-style hut house. You know how they're
Shire.
Built? The Shire. Thank you, darling. You're a Lord of the Rings fan.
Yes, I
nice.
Am.
No, never say sorry. Hobbiton Village. Okay, that's the official title. If you want to stay there, you can. It is now listed on Airbnb.
Oh, wow.
So just imagine you're in there and then you throw on some Ed.
Now I see fire inside the mountain.
Lay me down.
I see fire.
Oh, don't, no.
I'm
Stop
the
that.
Hobbit and you are
burning
the ring.
You're definitely the Hobbit, that's for sure.
Not when I shave my toes.
Okay. Was this whole thing just an excuse for you to get a bit of I see fire on it?
I love it. Beautiful. Anyway, it's the OG filming location in New Zealand's Waikato region.
Yeah, had a go. Good job.
And, so bookings open for this on December 13th. Four guests, two bedrooms, two beds, one bath. I don't know what that means. That doesn't make any sense. Four guests, two bedrooms, two beds.
So there's not like a two singles room. There's just two beds in the house in two bedrooms.
Okay, thank you.
Two doubles or two queens.
Hopefully big enough for an adult as opposed to for a hobbit.
So you can go.
I like that.
You can, it says lucky fans will get behind the scenes access to the Hobbit Hole.
All right. I think that's where we wrap it up.
Quite affordable as well.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. You've been listening to the podcast.
Thanks for that.
And hear the show weekdays from 6 a.m. only on K-Rock 955.